News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Today is the deadline for the Rotunda to provide the HSE with an audit of all the private work being carried out by consultants on public-only contracts in the hospital. It follows revelations at an Oireachtas committee last week that the practice is continuing despite it being directed to stop. Joe Neville, Fine Gael TD for Kildare North, is on the line. Have you any insight at this point, Joe, into what that audit is likely to provide you with?
And good morning, Anton, and good morning to your listeners. I suppose to start, what it'll show is that there is some work ongoing and that there are some consultants who are engaging in private practices, despite the fact that they're in public-only contracts. And that's what it will show. The numbers will be small, but at the same time, it breaks the mold. So that's why we just need to follow through, and we just need to be sure exactly what we're dealing with. And that's hopefully the report will come back shown a small number, but at the same time, that has to be investigated and clarified, and the practice stopped ultimately.
And who's ultimately culpable for it? Because I assume it isn't that they were doing complete DIY solo runs.
Well, at the same time, what they're saying is that they got authorization from the hospital, but ultimately the hospital didn't get authorization from the government. So with the public only contracts, what it is that you can't do private work. But obviously the hospital gave some of the consultants the opportunity to go ahead and do private work. But despite the fact that that is the case, the hospitals themselves didn't get to go ahead from the government. So this shouldn't have happened. These are public only contracts. Private work is ongoing, and that shouldn't be the case. And that practice has to stop. And the minister has been very clear on this.
Now, Joe, does it matter if the practice was happening if the consultants were delivering their required workload under the public only contract element?
In what sense?
As in, if what you say is we have contracted this consultant to deliver X hours per annum or X amount of service, they are doing that. In addition, they have effectively annexer doing private work. Does that ultimately matter?
Yes, it does, because that's their contract. Their contract is a public-only contract. So the public-only contracts, the majority of consultants are availing of that scheme, up to 69% currently. So those people are signed on. They've got a good salary and top-of-the-range salary from a consultancy perspective. They're doing their hours, and that is public-only. There's still some remainders on the old scheme, and that will come out in some of the older contracts, and they can engage in private practices. But ultimately, no more than anybody at work, no more than yourself, Anton, in your own role, if you have a contract that says your hours are for your job, you can't use the services within whatever company you work for, or in this case, the hospital services, the hospital itself, and indeed, I suppose the indemnity that comes with using the hospital, all of those are part of the hospital. They're not part of the public-only contract consultants to be used. Therefore, they should not be engaging with the practices.
Now, the other thing that you have raised concerns about is the level of legal costs incurred by the hospital through this process. Are they not just a necessity once these kind of issues are raised?
Yeah, no, and I think, Adam, that kind of comes to the nobody issue here, really, is because what's happening here is there's the potential. That's why I want clarification. I'm on the Public Accounts Committee, as you know, and hence the reason I've raised this. And something that's continually come up at the Public Accounts Committee is that public-private question, should practices are ongoing in hospitals and necessarily shouldn't be. And we're trying to get to a lot of these issues clarified when they do come up, and the practices has broadly stopped, but it's continuing here, and you know, and it shouldn't be. But what we've got here is a situation where potentially public money, the government give 110 million a year to the hospital, is being used by the hospital to get private advice from Arthur Cox in this case, to go against government policy. So 110 million is given by the minister every year, significant amount of money. Hospital is being run with it, but that money shouldn't be utilised to pay a private entity to contravene the government policy and the plans and the agreements that are in place, because ultimately these agreements have been signed. So from my perspective, the thoughts that our state public money would be used to give to Arthur Cox to come up with a policy and a plan that they can contravene agreed government contracts, that is not right by me. And that's why we want to bring them into the Public Accounts Committee, just to clarify exactly what funding is being used, what element of their funding is being used to get this advice.
And of course, that's a matter for the hospital, Arthur Cox, doing nothing more than providing legal advice, as would any other law firm.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is the fact that, as I said, though, taxpayer money potentially is being used to give to a private entity to come up with an argument as to why they shouldn't be carried out that same taxpayer / government policy. And that is not right.
Joe, thank you very much. Joe Neville, TD there, Fine Gael TD for Kildare North.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.